Good morning. You see, this is the way we are. Please be seated in society. You have not offended me. I have not offended you. I meet you and I greet you. Good morning. And you don't want to mind me. Am I part of your problem? Am I part of your problem?
No, Pastor.
Have I annoyed you in any way?
No, Pastor.
Let us change. Otherwise, we are not good Christians, okay? Good morning, saints. If somebody don't like the word sin because he believed that
sins
people must die to become saints.
Amen.
You are a saint.
Amen.
Anybody who accepted Jesus Christ,
you
become a saint before you die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us greet each other, make everybody happy. If somebody is in confusion, it is somebody who make the person what happy. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to share a wonderful word. And today, I want everybody to pay attention. Offer, are you recording the message for me? Okay. Today, I am begging you. I don't want anybody to go out and listen to this message. Because we are in a time, people believe that they are something they are not. And people believe that they are nothing. They are something. The only person who can prove that to those who believe they are something and those who believe that they are nothing but they are something, is only God who proved that. It is not proven by any way, by God through his word. That is why the word of God is very important. And those who don't hear the word of God, they are not of God. Last week we studied about hearing the voice. If you are serving God and you don't hear the voice of God, you are not God, child. Are you with me? We hear the voice of God. If you read Hebrews chapter 1, he said, in the olden days, God spoke through the prophets, and on our days, he speaks through the Jesus Christ. So everywhere you hear the word of God, is God talking to you. It is unfortunate. I don't know where they put change it to come the word preaching. When we are talking the word of God, they call it preaching. And it becomes something. They call it sermon and it becomes something. But I present to you the word of God. From the scriptures of God. Today, the question that we are going to solve today is this. Do you think and believe that you are serving God? Ask yourself. It's a personal question. And today, though it's a personal question, but I can also assess you, and you can also assess me. Either all what I'm thinking, all what I'm believing, all what I'm doing, if indeed you are serving what God. Listen to me. The question is this: are you born again? No. Hello?
Hi.
It's not about born again. But you call yourself a Christian. You call yourself, you are born again. So you are no more serving the devil. But you are for God. Are you really serving God? If your answer is no, God does not appreciate you, then The Lord spoke through me during the service. He said, we ask so much from him. But we give him the word that pains my heart was very little. How much God use the word? Very little. And when it comes to God, I point my finger to Eastwood. Every day
Eastwood.
Every day it must be Eastwood. But when it comes to name, profits, enjoyment, yeah, it's for me. Ask yourself very well. This is what the Lord put on my heart. I was preparing another message. I was preparing another message, and the Lord put this into my heart. He said, do you really
think
and believe that
you
are serving God? Can you have a maid in your house? And that maid, whatever you want you to do, you want her to do, you must prepare for her. Let me make an example. If you want to wash dishes, you must boil hot water for her. Get her the soap liquid and clean for her to stand. If you want her to clean your room, you take the Uber and follow you and do for her. Will you be happy? Says, let us prove ourselves from the word of God. Today God is speaking. 2 Kings 17, verse 24 to 40. Let us read. Please read it. I'm not going to talk until you finish reading. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 24, the last verse, 40, 1, 2, 3.
And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, and from Kutath, and from Ava, and from Hamath, and from Sabathim.
Up to 40, so be fast over, please. If I is lost or what? 1, 2, 3. Try your best, carry on. Every best that you can. Carry on over.
They hear the Lord and serve their own gods after the Thank you. Clap for yourself. Whether you were able to read or not is fine. It's a good exercise. Okay. When you see what we read, what is it? Okay, your thing is off. Okay. When they took what you read, you saw, listen, it's a very good story in the Bible. And a real story. There was a time, because of Israel disobedience. See, this one is not coming. Because of Israel disobedience, the king of Assyria came and took the whole 10 tribes of Israel into captive. And the king of Assyria replaced those Israelites he has taken away. He brought foreigners, Samaritans, to come and live in that city. That's what, are you there with me? And when these people came there, they saw the lions, beasts, has come onto the land and they were eating them. So these foreigners, the Samaritans, they thought that maybe, listen, the people who were staying here, which Assyrian king have taken them away, they were serving some gods which we don't know that God, but our lifestyle is disobeying that God. That is why lions and tigers and whatever are eating our people. So they consulted the Assyria king. And Assyria king said, okay, let me send somebody to the priest of Israel. So call one of the priests of Israel to come and teach you people in this land which belong to the Jews, and teach you how the God on this land is being served. Is it not good? And this king of Assyria, he called a priest from Israel. And the priest of Israel came and showed them how to serve God Almighty, how to do everything and obey the laws of God in the land of Israel, which has been given to foreigners. But when these people heard all what the pastor has said, the priest has said, they were so clever. They were very clever like us. Even we are more clever than them today. He said, oh, if that is the law that the Lord wants, if these are the rules and principles the Lord wants. Okay. He likes sacrifice. He likes bowing down to worship him. He likes raising up. He likes shouting hallelujah. Let us do that, so that his judgment will not come upon us. So that he will send these tigers and lions to us. But within our heart, when we were coming from Samaria, we have our God. We are going to serve our own God and leave the tradition of our own gods and eat the food of our own God, but not the God of Israel. So let us go to verse 17. And everybody underline verse 17. And this is what the Lord said. What does he say? 1, 2, 3. Verse 17. They feared the Lord and served their own gods. Say, they only feared the not that. If you don't bow down, give sacrifice, my tithe and offerings, tigers will eat me. So I must give him all these things. Brother, meet you and greet you, but you are not my friend. Or you want us to greet each other. In the morning when we came, everybody had each other. But let me do that so that the God will never kill me. Now within my heart, I don't know any Jehovah.
And Mars, we are over.
In some scripture, King James said they fear Jehovah. They fear Jehovah and serve their own God after the manner of the nation whom they carry away from hence. Is somebody listening? The Lord said, we are more than them. We sitting here, we fear God.
If
I don't come to church on Sunday, I don't feel happy. Is that not so? Yes, I don't feel, so that's why I'm here. But Nyani, from here, in my home, nothing showed that God is here. I'm not going to exercise any law of God in my house. I'm not going to exercise any Christian life in my home. While we are Christians, I will greet you, I will do everything. But me, when I am praying, it's only me and my God. I don't care about either you work or not, brother. I don't care. I didn't bring you to South Africa. I also bought a kit and fly here. So either you are working or not, it's not my problem. But when I see you, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother. How are you? They fear God, but they worship their own one. Oh, they fear God. So somebody can say, hey, I'm afraid of Brother Isu. This is a lie. He is afraid of that. If you don't, he will shout you. I'm afraid of Pastor Mankwa. Fear him. Only. But anywhere you utter, I will make it double standard. They fear God. Since there are 99% of us serving God today, that is our way. And God said, we need to stop. Otherwise, when we ask for more, we will receive nothing. Because the kingdom of God came with its laws and principles. People who say we are born again, we are saved. It means we have been transferred from the devil kingdom and come to God's kingdom. Why do I become friends with you? But serving you with another friend's mentality. Look in our family today. Even your child is staying with you. But he's living with you whatever the teacher say, not whatever the mother say. And you being a mother, when everything happened to your child, you said you are going to tell the teacher. And then the teacher will tell the son that if your mother beat you, it's a child abuse. So your child, when he beat, he called the police. And the child always call you mama. So there is no meaning in mama. The children fear their mother, but they are serving their own God. Look at marriage. Two people are married. We agree, we came with the word of love. You love me or love me, whatever you say. Every day we fight about food. We fight about money. We fight about sex. We fear God to marry so that everybody will see that we are not fornicators and adulterers, but we are serving our own God. The Lord who created marriage is not in our marriage. How can we live like this? For God to do such a goodness to us, and we are doing our own thing.
So if you look at these days, the world, if and but, is 99% spoken from our words. If and but, whatever your husband tell you, you have if and but to answer. There is no yes, sir. Whatever your friend, your business boss, your wife, even your child who is in need, tell you there is if and but. Everybody want to serve God by fearing him. But we said, don't we use this word, Pastor Jesse? We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world. And if the salt lost its what? Taste. What is it good? You throw, let us understand. And everybody will stumble over it. We stumble over it. We are brothers and sisters. Jesus said there's no love greater than giving your life to what? Your brother. But any time you're supposed to help me, I just talk about evil.
It's true.
Chocho. Since maybe you can say, what is pastor talking? I've got 99% things to tell you here. That tells you that we fear only the Lord, but we don't. God calls us. When you read the book of Ephesians chapter 3, there's a message I wanted to preach. The mysteries of salvation. And I'll preach one day. God called the church that through the church, the whole world will see the power of God. God. The reason why he established a church, but through the church. And the church is nothing but you and me in the church. But through us. The whole world will see the wisdom, the power, the knowledge, the greatness of God. But if a Christian is born again, serving other people from here you go to Sangoma. From here you go to Kwaito Club. From here you go to Wedding Club. Somebody is sitting here now. From here he's going to his own club and bless himself. And after that, you bring the carcass, the dead life, to the church and prayer tower. Pray for me, deliver me. Born again more than 6 months. Every day we need to deliver you. You fear God, you serve your own God. You fear God, you serve your own word, God. In my name. They will cast us evil. They will deliver. They will do that. So in Jesus' name, how many Jesus' name must come upon you before you are delivered? Because the first deliverance you throw it away. The second one you throw it away. The third one you throw it away. For the Bible said the dog, the pig has gone back to what? Now, we're talking about evangelism. And everybody, Sister Amelia stood here. By July, we need to get 300. Now, I look at your face, and you also look at my face. Because we don't know who is going to bring what. Because when we talk about souls, they are special people to us. Born again, we talk about so they are mysteries. They are like angels, we can't manufacture them. Hello? They are like God somewhere, spirit somewhere. We can't
touch them. So we look and look at your good prayer tower. So I think you must bring the souls. And you also look at me, Pastor Human. You are a good worshiper. You must bring the souls. So everybody is looking after somebody. They fear God. What is mean by salvation? What did God told Abraham? I'll bless you so that you'll be a blessing to people. God said, I'll give you a salvation. I'll live in you. I'll be with you with my spirit, with my power, so that you also go and make a disciple to all nations. But when we talk about selling souls, you said that it is a pastor job. I said that it is your job. We fear God, we don't know God. Do you know what we do? One thing that we do, listen to me. We are like a beggar who are sitting there begging. And I have 7 rand in my pocket. And I give the beggar 6 rand. And the beggar saw that there's one rand in my pocket. As I was leaving, the beggar quickly got some people to attack me and rob me with that 1 rand. So as we act to God, God gave us 7 days. The Sunday you must what? Worship God. Tell me, from Monday to Saturday, what do you do? You use it for your own work and benefit and everything and everything and everything and everything. On Sunday also, you want to borrow God day. And now you call yourself a Christian. Sunday. One Sunday. Ha. God give you 100% check. 100% of your salary. It is given to us. He give it to you. As I give you 1/10. And that 1/10, you eat all the 9. And the 10 also you want to take. You rob God. You fear God. You serve your own God. And if you don't change, we count him blessing. Listen, New Testament age, Christ came, the power of Holy Ghost has come. But we are the people who don't receive the blessing of God. Why? The way Abraham feared God, the way Abraham walked with God and served God, what are we doing? Everybody want to do little, very little for God. Very little. Can you look after prayer tower for me? Go pass a prayer tower. I don't think I can do it. Outright, he tell you outright. Outright, he can't do it. But upon retraining, that is not my calling. It's not my what? No, we will train you how to lead prayer tower. No, it is not what? My calling.
I love you all.
Anything hard, nobody wanted. But tomorrow we all come, the church is not growing, the church is not full, the church is not. Excuse me. If Pastor Manko, I wake up every morning, every night knocking on doors, I want to check if you are in the house. I want to check if you are in the house. I want to check if you are in the house. I want to check if you are at your workplace. Even you will tell that this pastor is so inquisitive. What about him? What is wrong with you? That every day he come to my house and check if I am in the house. What does he want? This pastor is what? How do you call it concerning Kosa? This is a gossiper.
Yeah,
this pastor, you want to know everything. Every day you come and knock, man. Hello, he stood. Are you there? Is a corner there? Is your baby there? Okay, I just want. Okay, open. Let me see your faces before I go. So you go to Vero, knock, knock. How are you?
Unjani.
Who is there? Is he born there? What there? Okay, fine. Is there no other person here? No. Okay, then good night. But however, the pastor is doing his true supervisor work. He's doing the true supervisor work. But the church will say, no. We don't want that. Let us fear God and serve our own word, God. Think
The question again, do you think and believe whatever you think God has given to you, you are using it to serve God? Even when we tell you, we may need this help from you. If it is not your profit, if you don't calculate that, 40 rand profit. You tell them, no, 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 I think give it to Papa Nini because Pastor, I think he's got the writing. But if it is profitable, no, 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 I'll take care about it. Don't worry, I'll take care about it. They fear God for profits. They fear God for only what? Profit. Not what will cost them. And when we read, over verse 19, 18, 19, 20, and to this day, to read, let us continue to read there. And yeah, continue. 33, sorry. 34, 35, sorry. 34, some the same verse. 34 upwards a little bit. 17, 34 coming. And let us read 1, 2, 3. Unto this day, they do after the former manner. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes, or after their ordinances, or after the law God has commanded them.
Which the Lord,
commanded them. So that country today, if you go to that country, they fear God, but you see all rituals all over. Go to a country like Thailand. Thailand airport, there is a big monument of their gods. But Thailand, we say, is a Christian country. They serve all these idols and everything, and their everything is everything. Another people, those who say they fear God, but they serve their own idols. When it comes to this Sunday, it is a family meeting. And they are organizing on Sunday. No, even if I am a pastor, senior pastor to preach, I must ask, excuse my family meeting is whatever meeting today. The devil saw that. If you go to West Africa, the devil saw that and he put soccer on Sundays so that the men will go to church. The devil is clever. So, he put sports on Sundays, cycling. Because of cycling, King William's down to East Lending Road will be closed for people to cycle. All police will go to work, but they all say they have put cross and what ring of Bible onto their neck. They said they are what? Christian. They don't respect even the day of the Lord. The devil tell them, no, let us put it on Sunday so that we can get everybody. Ghanaians. Now this is when they die. They want the funeral to be on Sunday because the saloon people won't close on Saturday. But Sunday is their free day. And Sunday, instead for them to go to church, they must go and bury the dead there. They said they fear God, but they don't serve God. They serve their own gods. A Monday to Friday, you can stay in your business from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Even if the next customer is coming at 9 p.m., you will wait for him. But on Monday, when you leave your job and it is half passes, I'll be late in the church. Let me go home. Some are too fast. Pastor, I have something to do, so I won't come. Can the pastor say no? Oh, what do you write? Okay. More especially if you say, oh, what I can send you? Okay, thank you. I am God to be saved. Coming to serve God, you didn't come, you want permission from me. I am the God you serve. Because they fear God, they want to serve their own thing. They want permission from people to confirm that they are innocent for not serving God today. They are very innocent.
Oh, of mommy, tell them I'm not coming to church today. I've got flu. But the whole of the week, when you got flu, you are sitting at your workplace. On Sunday, flu don't like church. They fear God. But they serve their own work. And that person who said, Pastor, I got flu and didn't come to church. Monday morning, phone that person. Sister Pat, I want to visit well in the morning. No, 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 Pastor, I'm fine today. Because no, I'm okay today.
Okay.
They are too clever. Up to teach this. They fear God, but they never. Some people, instead to live a habit only so that you can become a pure Christian to be bigger, Ephesians 3. He said, we are the workmanship of God. God has prepared for a good work. Somebody to live a small tap, even live a habit of gossip, a habit of fornication, adultery, so that we can give you the benefit to stand and do the Lord's work. For that one only, then you will lead the church. Brother and sister, you are born again. You can't go with this man or that woman. The Bible says we have nothing to do with the world. Okay, Pastor, then I think I love him or her. So then take your church. Pastor, you are church. But if you read the Bible, Jesus says, I will build my church and the gate of hell. Now the church is for pastor. When people fear God, they make mistakes by their own confession. Take your church. You fear God. Because you serve your own God. So now you refer the church to one person. Now, I want us to understand this, because if you are not careful, listen to me, if you are not careful, you will ask many from God, but you will receive nothing. We know exactly what God requires from us. Many women are in pain. Someone God will trouble you. Marry, and God bless you. Got a husband, and that husband is a monster. Marry, and that woman. If you were never born in this world, even because of that woman, is fine. Because one small thing, he will fear God, but he will do his her own thing. Why one thing? Or two things? 20 years married, 10 years married, 5 years married. You don't want to change. I can't say much. The rest is with you. Otherwise, you become like a time keeper. Who always wonder that the time has been closed early. But that time keeper, he said to be here at 9 o'clock. He's always here 10:30. You get my point now? Now my time is up. 10:30. They fear God. When we come to church, we're watching the church. Not what? When God gave Abraham, Moses the law, Moses called them in the morning. He recited the whole law from morning till evening. And everything he said, yes. You are a church. If one will preach the word is good or not good, let us go. But if one go to John Hagee Church, whatever is good for them, they clap, they say amen, they shout. The only way, literal life, you say amen. When I came here, God will bless you. God will give you car. Hey, God will give you this. The Lord said this. Are you sure? Did the Lord tell you, I am trying to boost your energy? They fear God. Oh, God will bless you. May God, and God do that. And then everybody is looking. May he call me. And God will do that for you. And God will do that. And God will do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, hi. Hey. That one, The preaching was good, the church was very good. We're coming for Bible studies. And the NS is standing here. You need to do this, and this man will write. Because we must do something so that NS time will go away. And we are not interested. We fear God. But we serve in the church. We serve our own thing. That is why we are seriously worshipping. And somebody is doing this. We are seriously worshipping. Somebody is sitting. Where can you work? There is no law. Tell me, where can you work in this world? There is no law. That you want free marriage, free living when you come to church. Because of discipline. Because of your own respect. Excuse me, let us be honest. If I'm going to a party, and when I reach there, somebody escort me and take me and say, sit here, I am not happy. Don't you feel at ease? Is it not fine? Who never lied that? Raise up your hand. You go to a party and then the tables are there and they say, oh, brother, come and sit on this table. Okay? The chair is here. And when they put you around the table, you feel blessed that you are welcome. In the church, we put Asha here. So that when you reach here, you will come and put you here. So before the message comes, before you pray the Lord, you have already got fight with the Asha. You see, when did he become your enemy? But you said you are coming to worship God, and the law and order and respect we will give you in the church. Somebody must usher you and put you here. I want to sit where Papa is. And if the usher didn't agree with you, when we are worshiping, when we are praising, when we are preaching,
amen.
You fear God. Bible says, Jesus is the author and the finisher of faith. If you read 1 Peter 2, he said, though he was a son of God, but he limited himself. They insult him. They bruise him. He never uttered a word. He never uttered a word. Even to the cross, he was so quiet. The pain of those who fear God and serve their own genesis. Somebody told me that Brother Istu said today service pastor preach. It's not good. Then I switch off. From that day I won't talk to Istu. It's not you who told me. It is somebody who told me that Istu said today preaching was boring. But from tomorrow I will never talk to you. If I reach Istu, hello pastor, hi. Praise the Lord. Okay, hallelujah. Fearing God. Don't you remember that? Reproof your brother. If he bothers you, if he makes you angry, why don't you go to Eastwood and tell Eastwood your peace of mind? Rather than becoming angry with him, either he said it or not. Have you seen? So there is a lot of gossip and whatever killing. We are eating ourselves up. Eating ourselves what? Up. Because I fear God. I don't want to serve God. Is gossip part of the Bible? One scripture says so. Somebody step on your toe. Bible says, go and discuss with you. Okay, as you eat, but I should make an example, please. You step, you say so. If it bothers me too much, I must ask you. Okay.
It was written, if your brother sin against you, go and talk with him. If he doesn't agree, even get your own friends to talk. The third person is to call the church. You didn't do all this one of these things, but you are angry with the brother. Do you fear God? Where is the word of God in your life? Where is the good example of God in your life? Let us stand up. So listen. My work is this. God said, I will build my church. And I will make my church a training ground. Because anybody who wants to go a soldier, become a soldier, you must be trained as soldiers come. Everybody who wants to go to heaven, you must be trained how to go to heaven. So whenever you come here, we train you the attributes of God. We train you how to read the word of God. We train you how to study the word of God. We train you how to pray. We train you how to praise. We train you how to worship. So we do together with you. And we train you the laws and the principles of God. So let us fear God in His strength and serve Him according to His word. Because what is written in the Bible, it is a disgrace for somebody to live on this world fearing God only and never what? Serve God. I want you to spend a few minutes in your heart. Tell God that that I am honoring more than my life. You love your job so much than God. Let me stop them. 3 days, four weeks, I won't come to church. And we say, welfare, those who don't come phone. So when welfare phone you, hello Pastor Man, why are you not at church for the past 3 weeks? Oh, sorry, this Sunday I'm coming, you cut it short. This Sunday you come, and another Sunday you stay 3 days again. You came here and pledged for to buy a bus. Everybody pledged. Now we send somebody that go and collect the money, you are not bringing it. Go and collect the money. When the person comes, oh, let alone you don't have AK-47, you will shoot that person. But you pledge that God will share and God will bless you. I want us to go on our knees in our heart. Go on your knees in your heart and tell God every little thing you have done against God. And next week, we are on evangelism. Bring somebody to demonstrate that you serve God. Because you have friends, you have brothers close to you who have to become Christians. They are sitting with you. You have a wife, you have children. They are not here, they are serving their job. And one problem comes, it must be the pastor's problem, the church problem. Come for training, you don't want to come. But you want them to put you in the prayers. Everybody love Europe soccer. Because every day that we want ACN to be there, we want the brother to be there. If they don't go for training, will they be in all the time? Come for training. Tomorrow is a prayer meeting. Come. And people say, no. My job, my business, my whatever. But when something happened to you, you are always there. You want us to come. They fear God. But they serve their own gods. Let us pray. Confess everything. Confess. Please, let us be honest with God. If a message like this comes, it carries something. Why? Why when it comes to God, there is no excuses? Why? Very little we are doing for God. There is a lot of excuses. Why? Is it only Sunday that Christians do business and leave God's time?
So it means the whole Monday up to Saturday you work for yourself. And Sunday also you use God's time. Let us change. They fear God, but they serve their own God. They fear God because Philippians 2:5-8 says, let the mind of Christ be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. Somebody shed his blood. Somebody died for us. Somebody sacrificed. Let us do the same to him. Jesus is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Nobody can be compared with him. Nobody. Is there anybody here who has not given your life to Jesus? Come forward. Let us pray for you. You have never given your life to Jesus one time. Father, we thank you for what you've done for us. You are a good God who rebuke us, who show us the way, who strengthen us, who show us the right way. Father, help us. Help us. There's a lot of disobedience, argument among us, confusion among us. I pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the cross, I destroy every curse in our lives. May the blood of Jesus curse every God we have made in our lives. And let us fear you and serve you, rather than fearing you and serving our own gods. For Paul said, when we live for you. When I die for you. You are my Alpha, you are my Omega. Nobody is out of your line. Bless your people, bless your church, and give us a change process this week. That tomorrow is our prayer meeting. We will find everybody here to come and pray for his own self and not be a pastor business. We bless you. May your blessing be upon your people. May your favor be upon us, because wherever the word of God is preached, favor is there, mercy is there, blessing is there. Father, apportion blessing, apportion mercy, apportion kindness, apportion favor upon us. And let us go with you, that you are with us, you are in us. And build your church, and every gate of hell destroy it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.